Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Land and its improvements are a major financial investment. Therefore, all land ownership boundaries should be located and monumented with a boundary survey performed by a licensed land surveyor. Whether your property is to be sold, subdivided, improved, or if your boundaries and corners are uncertain or an encroachment is suspected, contact a member of the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors. Visit www.osls.org for a licensed land surveyor near you.
The cattle futures gave back most of or a lot of yesterday's gains here on the feeder cattle. We were 230 to 240 lower. August feeders were 247 lower at 152.02 was the last trade. The official settlement wasn't quite that bad. It was 222 lower at 152.27. Live cattle $1.50 to $1.80 lower. Midday box beef was a little higher, 36 cents higher on choice at 208.09. Select 37 higher, 195.86. Feeder cattle index is 149.16, up 16 cents. That is a discount to the August feeders. Of course, we're about a month and 10 days out. Yesterday, the Fed Cattle Exchange had some 118.27 on their short-dated 1 to 9 day delivery. Then there was some 118.50 in Oklahoma and Texas. That was $1.50 lower than where we were last week on the cash trade. So a little disappointing there. August live cattle down $1.55 at 115.72. And then tomorrow afternoon, we've got two big reports. We've got the cattle on feed report and the cattle inventory, which is every 6 month report. But the on feed is expected to show 103% of last year on feed. Placements 107% and marketed 104%. That's at 2 p.m. tomorrow. The other is the inventory. We're looking for maybe a 1.5 to 2% increase or expansion of the cow herd.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures markets were higher across the board. Corn was up 8 cents, December at 404 and a half. Soybeans were up 14 to 15, and then the wheats were up 4 to 5 cents. So again, really strong across the board. Even the cotton futures were tagging along. The December cotton up 89 cents at 69 even. March up 84 at 68.64. If we take a brief look at the technicals, we're still above the moving average in the last couple of days in corn especially. We've gone back to near the to the highest levels we've seen on December. It was just above 415. We're about 10 cents off that now, and about 20 cents off the low from just about 4 or 5 trading days ago. So really strong markets there. Most of the strength is driven by the weather and the drought. There was a pretty severe drought areas in both northern and southern, or north and south Dakota. So that's helping the corn and bean markets. Beans today, November, we're up 15 to 1027. We're about a dime or so off the highs there. For the November beans, you know, coming into this year, we thought we would see a lot of excess acres in soybeans and a lot less in corn, but we really didn't see that on the last USDA report. We saw more acres than last year for beans, but not as much as expected, and so they've really been strong since then. And then, of course, this drought has not helped any of the bears in the bear camp.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.